Hello and welcome. You're listening to The Influence of Time, hosted by me, Mitchell Hissa. If you're listening for the first time, then we're glad to have you. And if you're returning, then welcome back. This is a show where we take deep dives into people of influence, watching as their careers change and grow to see their influence on time. For today's episode, we're diving into an artist whose name I still can't pronounce. The artist behind the revitalization of bossa nova in the mainstream. That's right, we're talking about the rising artist Leve. Born Leve Lingbing Jongstotter on April 23rd of 1999 in Reykjavik, Iceland, to an Icelandic father and a Chinese mother. Her mother is a classical violinist, and her maternal grandfather, Lin Yaoji, was a violin educator at the Central Conservatory of Music in China. Leve was born with an identical twin sister, Junya Lin Hua Jornstotter. Leve's sister is also a violinist. Leve and her family moved to Washington, D.C. for 2 years and then moved back to Reykjavik in 2008. Back in Reykjavik, she studied at Hattikskvole. Leve began learning piano at the age of 4 and cello at the age of 8. She grew up doing ballet and figure skating, she speaks Chinese, and she studied Danish for 7 years and can now read and speak only a little. In 2018, she graduated from Reykjavik College of Music, where she began studying and singing. Leve's first performance was as a cello soloist in the Icelandic Symphony Orchestra at just age 15. Then, while in Iceland, she participated in the 2014 edition of Island's Got Talent, the Icelandic version of Got Talent. Leve ended up as a finalist. In 2015, she also appeared as a contestant on The Voice Iceland and reached the semifinals. At the time, she was the youngest competitor in the series history. On the 6th of April 2020, Leve released her debut single, Street by Street, which charted at number 1 on the Icelandic rock radio. Following this single on April 30th of 2021, Leve released her first EP, Typical of Me. This 7-track EP consisted of songs like Magnolia, but I cannot compete with her perfections. The only word I think of when I think of Magnolia. Like the Movies. I Wish You Love. I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss for more than this. I wish you love. And James. Leve has since referred to Typical of Me as calling it her little baby. Leve has also stated that many of these songs were written in her college dorm room. The Rolling Stones particularly praised her rendition of I Wish You Love. American Songwriter included the EP in its list of best albums of 2021, and Typical of Me received attention from musicians such as Billie Eilish. Leve also posted covers of jazz standards on TikTok, which the New York Times called casually elegant. Leve signed a record deal with AWOL Studios. That same year, Leve hosted a weekly music show on BBC Radio 3 during spring and summer, and then again in December for a Christmas special. This show was called Happy Harmonies. Happy Harmonies highlighted uplifting music in a wide variety of genres. Then in November, she performed at the London Jazz Festival. Around the same time, she collaborated with the Philharmonia Orchestra to release her song, Let You Break My Heart Again. I will start. Then in December, she collaborated with the artist Doty to release yet another single, Love to Keep Me Warm.
Do me, and collect the kisses that outdo me. I love the winter weather, cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Love to Keep Me Warm was a cover of Winter Weather by Ted Shapiro with a bridge section that was done by Leve and Doty. Leve made her first U.S. television debut in 2022, appearing as the musical guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live on the 21st of January. The same year, on the 26th of August 2022, Leve released her debut album, Everything I Know About Love. Everything I Know About Love was a 13-track album, 16 if you include the deluxe edition, containing songs such as Valentine,
But if he's the last one I kiss, what if he's the only one I'll ever miss? Maybe I should run, I'm only 21, I don't even know who...
Above the Chinese Restaurant, Beautiful Stranger,
dare to stand up and ask for his name. Maybe we would have exchanged a few words. A fairy tale moment could have occurred, but my beautiful stranger will have to remain a stranger until.
And Falling Behind.
To the sky, my best friends found a new guy. I'm only getting older. I've never had a shoulder to cry on, someone to call mine. Everybody's falling in.
Upon its debut, the album peaked at number one on Billboard's Alternative New Artist Album chart. Then in August of 2023, it was announced that Leve had signed a global publishing deal with Warner Chappell Music. Then on September 1st, Leve leaked the sheet music for her fans to be able to pre-save her new upcoming album. That album would eventually be released on the 8th of September of 2023, being named Bewitched. Bewitched was Leve's second studio album, containing 14 tracks, 18 if you include Bewitched the Goddess Edition, and a whopping 23 if you include the Japanese Edition bonus tracks. Bewitched contains songs like Dreamer,
I'm giving up, I'm throwing in my hat, I can't take another lifeless little chat, I'm moving up into a cloud, into my fantasy, yeah, no boy's gonna be.
My personal favorite song of hers, Lovesick, California and Me, featuring the Philharmonic Orchestra, and what is now her most iconic song, From the Start.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence, don't you?
The album was met with critical acclaim and garnered Leve her first Grammy Award for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album at the 66th Annual Grammy Awards. At this same event, she performed with Billy Joel on his closing number, Turn the Lights Back On. Leve then went on a year-long world tour to support the album and released Bewitched Goddess Edition on March 6th of 2024. This re-release of the album was preceded by the single Goddess, This deluxe re-release featured four brand new songs, including Goddess, as previously mentioned, It Could Happen to You,
Keep an Eye on Spring, Run When Church Bells Ring, It Could Happen to You. All I did was wonder.
Trouble.
I can't help the way I feel, 'cause for me, oh, this was real, oh, every kind of trouble.
And Bored.
Me out and said, darling, don't leave. Your passionate monologue woke up the street. Oh, Mary, if someday you're perfect for me.
On April 3rd of 2025, Levy announced she'd be releasing her third studio album. This studio album was teased with her second single, Silver Lining. Then, on June 25th of 2025, Levy released her second single for the album, Lover Girl.
Girl, I tease her, thought I'd never be her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind, I'm working overtime to have you in my world.
Then, on August 7th, the third teaser single for the album was released under the name Snow White.
They try to tell me I'm wrong, but mirrors tell lies to me, my mind just plays along.
Then on August 22nd of 2025, Levy released her third studio album under the name A Matter of Time. A Matter of Time consisted of 14 tracks, 15 if you include the standard edition. These tracks included the previously aforementioned Lover Girl, Snow White, and Silver Lining, alongside Clockwork.
Back at me, we're at the arc, you think it's going perfectly. I know I'm dramatic, but I caved in at his touch. I want him forever, oh my God, I've said.
Castle in Hollywood. Too Little Too Late.
I should've chased you. I should be who you're engaged to. Lost my fight with fate. A tug of war of leave and stay. I give.
And Tough Luck. In the course of just 5 years, Levy has gone from a niche Icelandic pop artist all the way to one of the most well-known artists of our time. Her music is still going viral even to this day, with songs, like From the Start, getting consistent remixes by different artists and bands. I do truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, be sure to tune into our next one. If you're brand new, then thank you for watching. And if you've been here before, thank you for coming back. We do hope to see you next time. Until then, good night. And remember, the clock is always ticking.